Morgan's AM. US equity markets once again relinquish earlier gains. A big tumble for Netflix.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets sold off in the final hour of trading once again, relinquishing an earlier rally. The Dow is down 313 points or 0.9%, falling for a fifth straight session, having climbed over 400 points earlier in the day. The 30-stock average closed below its 200-day moving average for the first time since December 2021. The broader S&P 500 fell 1.1% to 4,483, settling below 4,500 for the first time since October last year, after relinquishing an earlier 1.5% rally. Consumer discretionary, materials, information technology, industrials, and communication services all dropped over 1% to lead 10 of the 11 primary sectors lower. The utility sector, with a 0.1% gain, was the only primary sector to advance. Technology-centric NASDAQ fell 1.3%, giving up an earlier rally of as much as 2.1% and pushing further into official correction territory. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index fell 1.9%. Peloton Interactive slumped 24% to $24.22 per share after the stationary bike maker announced it will temporarily halt production of its bikes and treadmills due to waning demand as it tries to control costs. The news saw the stock drop below its September 2019 initial public offer price of $29 per share. The stock hit an all-time intraday high of $171.09 back on the 14th of January last year. In US corporate earnings, Netflix tumbled over 20% in extended trading after reporting slowing subscriber growth with global paid net subscriber additions of 8.28 million versus the 8.2 million expected by analysts and shy of the company's own 8.5 million forecast. Netflix's projections for the current first quarter were even lighter, forecasting 2.5 million net additions against analyst forecasts of the addition of 5.7 million subscribers. Elsewhere, Dow component Travelers Companies rose 3.2% after the insurance group comfortably exceeded consensus expectations with their fourth quarter result. American Airlines Group fell 3.2% despite reporting a narrower than expected adjusted fourth quarter net loss and sales that exceeded expectations. On the US economic data front, existing home sales dropped 4.6% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6.18 million units in December, according to the latest figures from the National Association of Realtors. The figure was below the 6.44 million units forecast by economists and marked a 7.1% year-on-year decline. The Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index rose 8 points to 23.2 in January. Finally, the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits increased to a seasonally adjusted 286,000 for the week ended the 15th of January, more than the 220,000 forecast by economists. The Conference Board's leading index for December is released tonight. The travel and leisure sector, up 2.7%, led gains on European bourses, lifting the Pan-European Stock 600 index 0.5%. The automotive sector sank 0.9%. Germany's DAX rose 0.7%. France's CAC up 0.3%. In economic data, a final reading of Eurozone consumer price inflation climbed to a rate of 5% in December, the highest level since the single European currency was created. Energy prices were the biggest factor in the rise, surging a staggering 25.9% year-on-year. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde sought to quell fears, stating that Eurozone inflation will decrease gradually over the year as energy prices and supply bottlenecks are expected to ease. Separately, the German Producer Price Index rose 24.2% in December compared with the prior year, posting its biggest year-on-year increase in history. London's FTSE 100 dipped 0.1%, with heavyweight energy stocks BP and Royal Dutch Shell seeing some profit-taking as the rally in crude prices took a breather. BHP Group was up 1.2%, with their shareholders approving a plan to end its dual listing in London. The company still needs approval from a UK court, a hearing for which is expected to be held on the 25th of January. Holders of BHP's PLC stock in London will be given Australian limited stock on a one-for-one basis. Rio Tinto fell 1.3%, with several media reports overnight that Serbian Prime Minister has stated the government is revoking all of Rio's licences on the Jadar lithium project. Deliveroo rose 1.25% after the fast food delivery platform said the gross value of orders on its platform rose 36% year-on-year in the fourth quarter, resulting in the company hitting the top of its guidance with a 70% rise for the year. And consumer goods giant Unilever was down 0.5% after saying late on Wednesday that it would not be lifting its £50 billion offer for GlaxoSmithKline's consumer health business. Associated British Foods lost 4.2% after it said fourth quarter sales at its Primark stores had been hit by a surge in COVID Omicron cases, but were now showing signs of recovery as it maintained full-year guidance. Base metals rallied across the board after the People's Bank of China yesterday cut its 1 and 5 year prime lending rates, and with low inventories propelling nickel futures to fresh multi-year highs. Nickel rallied 1.8% to $23,565 per tonne after touching their highest level since August 2011 at $24,435 per tonne earlier in the session. Goldman Sachs forecasts a wider deficit this year for nickel, now expecting a 30,000 tonne deficit versus their August estimate of 13,000 tonnes. Elsewhere, some traders pointed to the potential impact on the nickel market from rising tensions between the US and Russia, with the US and the European Union threatening sanctions if Moscow attacks Ukraine. Russia is a major producer of nickel, aluminium and palladium. Aluminium and zinc both rose 2%. Benchmark spot iron ore rose $3.45 or 2.7% to $133.65 a metric tonne. Gold futures dipped 60 cents to $1,842.60 an ounce, a day after the yellow metal logged its highest close since the 19th of November last year. Oil prices slipped a day after both benchmark contracts logged their highest settlement since October 2014. The falls followed an unexpected weekly rise in US crude stockpiles, but geopolitical risks to global supplies helped to limit the losses. Both WTI and Brent slipped 6 cents to $86.90 a barrel and $88.38 a barrel, respectively. US 10-year Treasury yields added 0.7 of a basis point to 1.83%. The 2-year note scaled a fresh 52-week peak up 2.7 basis points to 1.022%. And the Australian dollar is buying 72.38 US cents this morning. Official Australian Bureau of Statistics data yesterday recorded the unemployment rate dropping from 4.6% to 4.2%, with an estimated 64,800 jobs created between November and December. The proportion of the population in work or looking for it remained close to record highs.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.